哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。
哈利路亚 ，Thanks for the guidance of our Lord Jesus。
这一次蒙主的安排，从六月十八号到我们温哥华教会，直到今天刚好满两个月。
So that I could come here from the 18th of June until today, it's about two months.
那在这两个月当中，大概有一个月的时间是在我们温哥华教会。
And during these two months, I could stay in Vancouver for about one month.
有这段时间跟大家一起学习圣经的道理。
And I could learn the truth from the Bible with all of you.
一起在主里面敬拜神。
And could worship together in the Lord.
来分享主耶稣基督的恩典。
And to share the Jesus grace together.
也接受我们弟兄姐妹大家的爱心。
And to accept all of your love.
非常感谢神美好的安排。
Thank God for His great arrangement.
感谢主，今天晚上我们教会负责人有安排这样的美好机会。
And thank God for the board member to arrange this opportunity again.
所以今天晚上我想用保罗的代祷来做彼此的勉励。
So I'd like to share with you the intercession of Paul.
保罗蒙主的拣选。
Paul was chosen by God.
他原来是逼迫教会。
He was the one who persecuted the churches.
后来蒙主的拣选。
But later on, he was chosen by Lord.
成为主耶稣的使徒。
And became one of Jesus' disciples.
奉主的差遣到外邦去传福音。
And was sent by the Lord to preach in the Gentiles.
保罗感受主的恩召。
He was filled by the grace of God.
不以性命为念。
And he did not care about his own life.
只要完成主耶稣所托付他的工作。
As long as he fulfilled what Jesus asked him to do.
所以他到处传福音，建立教会。
So he preached everywhere and established churches.
他关心每一个地方的教会。
And he was very caring towards all the churches.
不管他在哪里。
No matter where he went.
他都不会忘记为教会代祷。
He never forgot to intercede for the churches.
虽然他人不在那里。
Though he was not there all the time.
说我心与你们同在。
But he said his heart was always with them.
祷告是超越时空的。
Intercessions can surpass time and space.
所以保罗很会善用祷告来帮助教会。
So Paul knew how to use prayer to help the churches.
这也是我们每一位弟兄姐妹要学习的。
This is what we should learn too.
尤其我们做神的仆人。
Especially when we are the servants of God.
是更需要学习的。
We, most of all, we need to learn this.
因为保罗他说为教会挂心。
Because Paul always worried about the church matters.
众教会的事情呢，天天都压在他的身上。
All the matters of churches burdened Paul every day.
那么保罗要怎么样去承担这众教会的事情
？So how could he bear all this burden?
就是借着祷告。
Through the intercession.
所以虽然他人被关在监牢里面
，Though he was prisoned,
但是他还是可以做很多的工作。
But he could do a lot of work.
第一啊，他为众教会祷告。
First, he prayed for all the churches.
第二，他可以写信给众教会。
Secondly, he could write letters to all the churches.
这看出保罗他对教会的关怀。
We can see that he really cared about the churches.
保罗说他是效法基督。
Paul said that he learned from Jesus.
因为基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Because Jesus loved the church and sacrificed himself for the church.
这种舍己的关怀就是保罗所学习的。
This kind of spirit that sacrificed for the church is what Paul has learned.
今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们要学习这样的爱的关怀。
Today in the church of Jesus, we should learn this kind of love.
接着代祷。
through intercession.
所以保罗勉励我们，我们都应当靠着圣灵，随时都方祷告祈求。
So Paul exhorts us that we should pray through the Spirit at all times.
并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And always be alert and intercede for the members.
众圣徒是包括所有的教会的弟兄姐妹。
This includes all the brothers and sisters from all the churches.
所以我们借着祷告能够关心到我们全世界真教会的信徒。
So through intercession, we could care about all the members of our True Jesus Church.
这是我们每一位弟兄姐妹当尽的本分。
This is what all our brothers and sisters should do.
保罗给我们留下榜样。
Paul has set this example for us.
所以我们从他身上来学习。
So we will learn from him.
今天晚上跟大家从以弗所书里面保罗的代祷来学习。
We'll learn from Paul's intercession from Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书这一封书信啊，也可以说是保罗写给众教会的书信。
Ephesians is the book that Paul wrote for all the churches.
那么这一封书信里面特别谈到的是教会在基督里面的奥秘。
And this book especially mentions the mystery in the Christ.
也是关乎教会的建立以及教会应有的这些生活的教训。
And it's also about the establishment of the church and the teachings of daily lives.
好，那么在以弗所书里面呢，保罗为教会的代祷。
And in the book of Ephesians, Paul prayed for the churches.
这是要我们每个人来学习的。
This is what we all should learn.
我们看到第一章的十五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节说，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。这里是说到保罗他不住的在祷告当中提到这个弟兄姐妹。
Here Paul mentioned that he had not stopped giving thanks for remembering the members in his prayers.
神这么的爱教会。
God loves the church so much.
这是第一段从第三节到第十四节里面说到神是这么的爱教会。
From verse 3 to 14 mentions about the love of Jesus to the church.
怎么样从创世以前就来在基督里面拣选了我们。
How he has chosen us even before when he has created the world.
谈到最后的时候还赐给我们圣灵做印记做凭据。
And at the end it mentions that he has given us the Holy Spirit as a proof.
哇，神这么的爱教会。
God loves the church so much.
所以保罗因为这个理由因为神这么爱教会，所以他就特别不住地为教会代祷。
And because Jesus loved the church so much, so Paul never stopped praying for the church.
好，那他所代求的是什么呢
？And what is his intercession about?
我们看到第十七节。
We'll read verse 17.
说求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。这是保罗所祈求的。
This is what Paul asked from the Lord Jesus.
保罗希望弟兄姐妹呢，真的认识神。
He hoped that all the brothers and sisters truly know God.
不要像一些拜偶像的。
Not like those who worship idols.
他们不知道自己所拜的是什么。
They don't really know who they worship.
好像主耶稣曾对撒玛利亚妇人说你们所拜的你们不知道。
Just like Jesus had told the Samaritan woman, who you have worshipped, you do not know.
那今天呢，我们对自己所信的、所敬拜的神，要真的知道。
Today we should really, truly understand who we have.
这一位神是我们的主耶稣基督的神。
This God is our Lord Jesus Christ's God.
是荣耀的父。
It's a glorified Father.
我们要认识主耶稣基督的神是怎么样的神。
We should know what God is like.
就是借着耶稣基督为我们牺牲的神。
is a God who through Jesus Christ sacrificed for us.
他也是荣耀的父。
He's the Father of glory.
我们是不是真的认识这一位神？
Do we truly know this God?
这个要有神赐给我们智慧的灵。
And this we should have the spirit of wisdom from God.
还要启示的灵。
And the spirit of revelation.
这个赐给人智慧和启示的灵，就是真理的圣灵。
And this is given by the Holy Spirit.
啊，明白真理就会认识神。
If we know the truth, we will know God.
啊，所以主耶稣说，真理的圣灵来，要引导我们明白一切的真理。
So Jesus said that the truth from the Holy Spirit will guide us to understand all the truth.
神是不可能用我们人的啊智慧、理智去了解的。
God is not understandable by our own knowledge and wisdom.
是要借着圣灵的启示，我们才能够了解。
It's through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we can understand.
还要有圣灵赐给我们属灵的智慧，我们才能真的认识他。
And the spiritual wisdom given by the Holy Spirit that we could understand him.
如果用人的理智去分析、去了解神的话，神就会变成偶像。
If we use our own rationality to analyze him, it will become idol.
所以人自以为聪明，把荣耀的神的荣耀变成啊偶像。
So we use our human use their own knowledge to make God into an idol.
因为用人的智慧啊，会把神画像，神是怎么样的一个形状，就会把它画出来。
So they use their own imagination to draw out what is God like.
那就是自己心中的偶像。
And that is the idol in their own heart.
但是我们要认识的是耶稣基督啊，我们的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。
But what we want to know is Lord Jesus Christ, the glorified Father.
这一位神是灵。
He's a spirit.
是没有像可画的。
He cannot be drawn by pictures.
那我们怎么样去认识这一位神呢？
So how do we know him?
哎，我们相信这一位神。
We believe him.
那我们真的认识他吗？
Do we truly know him?
这个是很重要的。
It's very important.
啊，为什么保罗要这样祷告？
Why should Paul pray in this way?
因为实际上有许多人不认识神。
Because in reality, many people do not know God.
像当时的文士、法利赛人。
Just like the Pharisees.
他们很热心在敬拜神。
They're very zealous in worshiping God.
但是实际上他们不认识神。
But in fact, they do not know God.
他们很重视外表的这些敬虔。
They are very superficial.
很重视律法的规条。
They only emphasize on laws.
但是公义、慈这个慈爱、信实，他们不重视。
That they do not care about righteousness and kindness.
神是公义的神。
God is righteous.
神是慈爱的神。
God is kind.
神是信实的神。
God is faithful.
他们不知道。
They do not know.
他们只知道的是他们自己认为的。我这样做，这个是啊，就是最虔诚的，这是神所喜爱的。
They only know that what they do is pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以主耶稣对那些人说：“你们拜神啊，是枉然的，没有用。”
They told Jesus told them that they have worshipped him in vain.、哦、
好像一个法利赛人进到圣殿里头自言自语祷告，那种祷告神是不听的。
Just like a Pharisee who have come into the temple and pray.Speaking to himself, God does not want to listen.
因为他是向自己心里面那个神祷告。
Because he's praying to the God in his own heart.
是他自己画出来的神。
He has drawn it himself.
他不认识真神。
He does not know true God.
所以说我们今天呢，相信神，我们要真的认识他。
So today we know God, we should know it truly.
那怎么样才是真的认识他？
So how do we know God truly?
我们看。圣灵啊，来靠着圣灵来带领，我们就会认识他。
We should depend on the Holy Spirit, and He will guide us.
我们先看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第三节。
First John chapter 2 verse 3.
愿一书第二章第三节说，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话，真理也不在他心里了。好， 这里告诉我们
Here tells us
怎么样才是认识神呢、啊、
What is truly knowing God
他会遵守神的诫命
We will follow his commands、
就真的认识神的人他就遵守神的诫命
If we truly know God, we will follow his commands、
如果说我认识神但是不遵守他的诫命
If we know him but we do not obey his commands
这样的人是说谎话的
So then he's a liar.
真理不在他心里、啊、
And the truth is not in him.
如果真理在他的心里
If the truth is in him,
那么他是明白真理的。
He will know the truth.
明白真理的人，他就是认识神的人。
If he knows the truth, then he knows God.
什么是明白真理的人
？What is knowing the truth?
就是遵守神的道。
Obeying his commands.
那神的诫命到底是什么
？And what is God's commands?
我们看到第四章。
With
C chapter 4. 看到约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章第七节。
Verse 7.
这里说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。好，这里告诉我们
Here it tells us
神的诫命主耶稣曾经对那些法利赛人说
The Lord has once told the Pharisees
最大的一条诫命
The greatest command
就是爱
is love
尽心尽力尽力爱主你的神并且爱人如己
To love your God with all your heart and love your brothers
那么到新约的时候
And in the New Testament
主耶稣赐给我们一条新的命令
Lord has given us a new command
那就是要彼此相爱
That is to love one another
这条命令最重要
This is the most important command
亚当夏娃为什么会离开神
Why did Adam and Eve left God?
因为犯罪违背神的诫命
Because they sinned and disobeyed God's command
那条命令啊已经是被亚当给毁掉了
And that command was destroyed by Adam
所以人离开了神了
So human left God
现在主耶稣来了把我们找回来
So now Jesus came and found us back
我们又回到神的家里头来
And we came back to the house of Lord
回到神的家里头来啊我们就要认识自己的神
So when we have come back, we should know our God.
这是我们荣耀的父。
It's our Father of glory.
我们的父是怎么样的
？What is our Father like?
他就是爱。
His love.
他爱我们每一个人。
He loves every one of us.
他怎么爱我们
？How does he love us?
在这里说啊，他借着第九节啊
，Verse 9
说神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此向我们显明了。今天我们认识神
Today we know God
就是认识神的爱
It's to know his love
主耶稣到世上来
He has came to this world
他向我们显明我们才认识神
And show us his love That's why we know him
那么主耶稣怎么样向我们显明神爱我们
How does he show that God loves us
说神爱世人甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们
Because God loves us That's why he sent his one and only son
神的爱这是向我们显明了
And his love was shown here
我们认识神吗
Do we know God?
很简单就是这样子
It's very simple It's like this
我们就知道怎么样去彼此相爱
Then we will know how to love one another
所以这里说你们应当彼此相爱
So here it says we should love one another
这就是神的儿女了
And this is children of God
就是认识神啊
To know God,
如果没有爱心
if we do not have love,
不懂得爱弟兄姐妹
we do not know how to love brothers and sisters.
那你说他认识神吗
So we say he knows God.
第二章这里说说谎话
Chapter 2 it says it's liars.
像文士、法利赛人、假冒为善的人一样
Just like Pharisees, the hypocrites.
不要做这种人
We do not want to be like this.
我们是真的神的儿女
We are truly children of God.
实实在在来遵守神的诫命
We will obey his command
就是主耶稣赐给我们的这条新的命令
And this is the new command given by Jesus
就是很重要的
It's very important
这个就是真理
This is truth.
我们常常在讲真理。
We're always talking about truth.
真理在哪里？
Where is the truth?
爱就是真理。
Love is truth.
这么简单，就真理。
It's very
很明显。耶稣基督说，我就是真理。
It's obvious. Jesus say, I'm truth.
真理是怎么样向我们显明呢？
And how is truth shown to us?
为我们舍己。
To sacrifice for us.
所以保罗说，基督爱我，为我舍己。
So Paul says, Jesus loves me and sacrificed himself for me.
牺牲一切为了爱教会。
So he sacrificed all to love the church.
虽然哥林多教会那么坏。
So even the Corinthian church is corrupted.
保罗用福音胜了他们，为他们费财费力。
But Paul has used all his money and strength to save them.
还要受到他们的论断批评。
And was still criticized by them.
保罗还是爱他们。
But Paul still loves them.
他说我被你们论断了，这个小事情。
He said it doesn't matter that I was criticized by you.
所以说今天呢，神怎么样爱我们
？So today, how God loves us?
就是向我们显明。
It's shown to us.
所以真的认识神
，truly know God，
就是要明白真理。
It's to truly understand the truth.
什么是真理
？What is truth？
真理在我们心里的。
Truth is in our heart.
那就是神的爱。
That is God's love.
所以主耶稣对门徒说。
So Jesus told the disciples,
你们常常遵守我的道，就会晓得真理。
If you always obey my command, you will know the truth.
主耶稣的道是什么？
What is God's truth?
就是爱。
It's love.
我怎么样爱你们？
How do you, I love you?
你们就怎么样彼此相爱？
You should love one another.
这个道理要学习。
We should learn this truth.
这个学习了，遵守了，你就会明白。
We should learn this and obey, and then we will understand.
神是又真又活的神。
God is a true and living God.
什么是真？什么是活？
What is true and what is living?
只有爱是真的，只有爱是活的。
Only love is true and love is living.
所有的一切恩赐都要过去。
Everything will pass by.
只有爱是永不止息的。
Only love will endure forever.
只有爱是永恒的，它是又真又活的，永生的。
Love is forever true and living.
所以有爱心才有生命。
So if we have love, then we will have life.
如果没有爱心，就没有生命。
If we don't have love, we don't have life.
看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰一书第三章第十四节。
First John chapter 3, verse 14.
我们因爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。这里说我们因为爱弟兄呢，我们把这个爱行出来了。
Because we love our brothers, so we show it.
我们真的爱弟兄啊，遵守主耶稣的这个命令。
We truly love our brothers and obey God's command.
我们就知道，我已经出死入生了。
So we know we have passed from death to life.
得到了新生命。
And we have gained new life.
如果没有爱心呢，还是在死的里面。
If we do not have love, we are still in the death.
十五节说。
Verse 15.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
当你们晓得啊，凡杀人的就没有永生在那里面了。
And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him.
十六节告诉我。
Verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
那么爱是很实在的哦。
So love is truthful.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
说凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞至怜悯的心，那爱神的心在他里面，怎么会存在他里面呢？十八节。
Verse 18.
说小子们呢？我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神里面，可面前可以安稳。所以今天我们是不是真的明白真理
？So today, do we truly know the truth?
真理的圣灵带领我们。
The Holy Spirit guides us.
明白一切的真理。
To understand all the truth.
爱神的心是完全的。
To have a complete love for our God.
我们真的认识神啊。
To know God truly.
耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父就是爱。
Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, is love.
这个才是又真又活的神。
And it's a true and living God.
我们都要追求这样来认识我们的神。
We should pursue to know God in this way.
所以保罗为教会祷告。
So Paul intercede for the churches.
要每一位弟兄姐妹真的认识神。
So that all brothers and sisters truly know God.
但是这个需要啊，神借着真理的圣灵来带领我们。
But this needs the Holy Spirit of truth to guide us.
如果不是的话
，If not so,
我们的爱是什么
？What will our love be like？
就像哥林多教会那样。
It's like the love of Corinthian.
分一堆一堆的，对对。
Like gangsters.
纷争了，嫉妒了，结党了。
Jealousies, gathering.
我就爱这些人，这些我所喜爱的。
I only love those who love me.
其他人我不爱啊。
And I do not care about.
甚至我要恨他。
I could even hate them.
这个是世人的爱，这个不是从圣灵来的。
This is worldly love. It's not from.
是圣灵带领我们进入真理里头去。
It's the Holy Spirit guiding us into the truth.
我们就认识了真正的爱在哪里。
That we can know what true love is like.
真正认识了我们的父，他就是爱，他爱我。
And to know our Father, He really loves us.
他为我舍己。
He sacrificed for us.
我要去爱弟兄姐妹。
I should love the brothers and sisters.
像主耶稣所说的。
Just like Jesus said,
如果我们单爱那些爱我们的人，我们跟强盗差不多了。
If we only love those who love us, we are like the robbers.
所以我们要爱我们的仇敌。
So we should love our enemies.
就可以做天父的儿女了。
Then we'll be children of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们要认识我们的天父啊。
We should know our Father.
我们要跟我们天父一样。
We should be like Him.
所以说，保罗的祷告。
So Paul's intercession
就是我们今天应该有追求的目标。
It's what we should pursue today.
啊，也是我们应该彼此代祷的。
And we should intercede for one another.
我们发现那些弟兄姐妹对神的认识还不够。
If we realize some brothers and sisters do not know God,
为什么这么说呢？
Why do we say so?
因为他不懂得爱神的儿女。
Because he does not know how to love the children of God.
他甚至于会去欺负神的儿女。
He even bully the children of God.
我们会发现，他不认识神。
Then we'll know that he doesn't know God.
赶快为他祷告。
We should intercede for him.
像保罗这样祷告。
Just like Paul.
求荣耀的天父，把这个赐给人智慧和启示的人赏赐给他。
To ask God to give the spirit of wisdom to this person.
就让他明白真理，让他认识神。
So that he can know the truth and know God.
他就会，哎呀，这是我的弟兄，我爱你。
Then he will know who is the brother and should
love. 哎呀，这就是神的儿女，我爱你。
And this is children of God we should love.
很简单。
It's very simple.
如果不是这样子，
if it's not like this,
没有用啊。
It's useless.
你怎么讲都没有用。
Whatever you say, it's useless.
这些人怎么看我就是讨厌的，怎么可能去爱他？
They look at him and they hate him. How could they love him?
如果有真理在心里就不一样。
But if you have the truth, then it's different.
神的爱从里头出来，哎，这个人也是我所爱的。
God's love coming out, and you will know that you should love Him.
太阳照好人也照歹人呐。
The sun shines on good people and bad people as well.
所以说，我们今天呢，也要这样祈求。
So we should pray in this way today.
让我们真正认识我们的天父。
So that we truly know our Father.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
借着耶稣基督为我们牺牲了。
Through Jesus Christ, He sacrificed for us.
这个爱今天在我们身上是又真又活的。
This love is today in us, and it's living and true.
我们要记得耶稣所显明的这个神的爱，来认识我们的天父。
We should through this love know our Father.
好，看回来我们以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
第一章第十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18.
这里就是保罗说，并且啊。照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。这个保罗还求天父啊，借着这个圣灵啊，来照明我们心中的眼睛。
Paul prayed that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened.
就心中的眼睛是属灵的眼睛。
The eyes of our hearts is the spiritual eyes.
要去了解属灵的事情，眼睛看不见的事情。
It's to know the spiritual things that flesh eyes cannot see.
我们人都是用眼睛在看，在了解事情。
We all see with our eyes and understand with our eyes.
但是属灵的是用我们属肉的眼睛是看不到的。
But spiritual things cannot be seen through the flesh eyes.
我们用人的理智去想，想象是想不到的。
We cannot understand it with our human rationality.
就像哥林多前书第二章那里所说的。
Just like for Second Corinthians says.
神为那些将来要承受永生的人呢，所预备的。
What God has prepared for those who is going to the eternal life.
那是我们眼睛所未曾见过，耳朵未曾听过，心里未曾想过的。
That's what we have not seen before, we have not thought before, and we have not heard before.
意思就是说，我们用人的这些是没有办法去了解的。
That is to say, we cannot understand with our own knowledge.
你要去猜想，用心要去想，要去猜，要去怎么样，没有用的。
Even if we have to imagine, it's useless.
没有办法去想象的。
We cannot imagine it.
要怎么去了解它？
So how do we understand it?
说唯有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
So only through the Holy Spirit is shown to us.
保罗说像人的灵人因为灵人里头有灵，所以他能够了解人的事情。有人因为有灵，所以你能了解人的事情。
Because human, he has spirit, so he can understand human.
就跟这个道理一样，如果人没有里头没有神的灵，
so similarly, if we do not have God's spirit in us,
怎么去了解神的事情？
How can we understand things of God?
这是不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
所以说呢，需要有神的灵在里头。
So we need God's spirit in us.
开启我们心中的眼睛，属灵的这个眼睛。
To open the eyes of our heart, the spiritual eyes.
那我们就可以看清楚了。
So we can see clearly.
就可以了解了。
Understand.
好像圣灵在我们心中，让我们显明了，看见了就显明了。
Just like the Holy Spirit in us, to show us so we can see.
所以如果没有神的灵，我们是没有办法了解的。
So if we do not have the Spirit of God, we cannot understand.
那么这种事情是什么呢？
So what are these things?
这里说，神的恩召有何等的指望？我们很清楚的知道。
We truly know.
神的恩召。
God's grace.
有何等的指望？
It has glorious hope.
这个指望才是真的。
And it's truth.
但却是眼睛却看不到。
But we cannot see with flesh eyes.
如果不是用神这个圣灵在我们心里向我们显明，
If not because of the Holy Spirit in us showing to us,
那我们怎么想都想不到。
We cannot imagine.
虽然听人家这么说，还是感受不到的。
Even we have heard it from others, we cannot feel it.
但是呢，如果有神灵照明我们心中的眼睛，
But if we have God's Spirit to shine the eyes of our hearts,
也就是说显明在我们的心里的，
That is to say to show in our hearts,
就是照明心中的眼睛，也就是显明在我们的心里。
It's to show in our hearts, that is to light the eyes of our hearts.
我们的心里头啊，就会充满这样的盼望。
Then our heart will be filled with this kind of hope.
而且是很实在的，很有力量的。
And it's with full of strength.
这种盼望啊，就是神在基督耶稣里面所为我们预备的啊，赐给我们的。
And this hope is the glorious inheritance that Jesus has prepared for us.
我们看到第三节啊。
Let's look at verse 3.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3。
这里说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里面曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。曾赐给我们就是已经赐给我们了。
That is to say Jesus has already given us
天上各样属灵的福气。
All the blessings from heaven。
就是眼睛看不到的。
It cannot be seen by flesh eyes。
那我们是不是很实在的有这样的盼望？
But do we truly have this kind of hope?
因为已经赐给我们，我们是不是现在我们的心里头很充实的拥有这样的盼望？
It's already given for us, so do we have this kind of hope?
这个是根据什么？
And this is according to what?
就是圣灵啊。
To Holy Spirit.
说十四节那里说，这个圣灵就是我将来得基业的凭据。
So in verse 14 it says,The Holy Spirit is a guarantee.
说这个圣灵照明我心中的眼睛，就是显明在我们心里头，很实在的，我们很有把握的这样。
So this Holy Spirit shines the eyes of our heart, that is to show us that we are sure we have this inheritance.
这个是很重要，因为我们生活在这个世上。
This is very important because we live in this world.
这一种盼望是非常重要。
This kind of hope is very important.
这种盼望会让我们胜过世上任何的这些患难、困苦、逼迫。
And this will help us to overcome all the difficulties and persecutions we met in this world.
胜过这些肉体种种的事情。
And we'll overcome all the flesh things we met.
我们的肉体会败坏。
Our flesh will rot.
我们不会上胆的。
And will not lose heart.
因为有这个盼望在，所以就不怕了。
Because we have this hope, then we are not scared.
一般人就很怕的。
Other people are afraid.
今天我们不怕。
We are not.
我们不上胆。
We will not lose heart.
这就是因为我们里头有很实在有这样的盼望。
Because we have this kind of hope in our heart.
在保罗他说到
，Paul says，
将来那个荣耀的盼望
，the glory that we will inherit in future。
我们看到罗马书
，we'll turn to Romans，
罗马书第八章
，Romans chapter 8，
罗马书第八章第十八节
，Romans chapter 8 verse 18，
罗马书第八章第十八节。
Romans 8 verse 18.
说我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。这个现在在这个世上受很多这个苦楚。
The sufferings that we encounter in this world.
如果说没有将来的荣耀来做一下比较。
If we cannot compare it with the glory in future,
那就很痛苦。
Then we will suffer.
如果你心中有一个荣耀的、将来的荣耀的盼望，那就算得很不足介意，这个算不得什么了。
But if we have a glorious hope in our heart for the future, we will not mind our sufferings now.
所以今天我们需要对神的这种爱的恩照，他赐给我们是何等的盼望。
So we should know what kind of hope has Jesus Christ given for us today.
要很有吧，很实在的，很有力量才好。
And we should be full of strength to grab hold of this hope.
这样我们才能胜过世上一切的这些考验。
So that we can overcome all the trials in this world.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章。
Romans 15.
十三节。
Verse 13.
第十五章十三节。
15 verse 13.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充充满满充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。神是使我们有盼望的神。
God is the God of hope.
因为他爱我们，他拣选我们，他选召我们。
Because he loves us and he has chosen us.
所以使我们有盼望。
So we have hope.
那么这个盼望是因信有盼望，
And this hope is because of faith,
因我们对神的这种信心，
because we have faith in God,
所以就得到这样的盼望，
so we have this kind of hope,
神就将诸般的喜乐平安
and all the joy and peace
充满在我们心里，
will be overflow.
这种喜乐平安是从这个盼望来的，
and this kind of joy and hope comes from this hope.
我们靠着圣灵的能力，
through the power of Holy Spirit,
大有盼望。
We'll be full of hope.
今天我们需要有这样的盼望。
Today we need this kind of hope.
因为世上这些圣经讲这个很清楚的啦，我们都会了解，像草像花一样的。
Because everything in the world is like grass and flower.
今天我们在这里，不管说我们的现在有多美好的环境，这个就都是暂时的，有时候一下子就会消失掉的。
No matter how great is the environment now, it will disappear one day.
如果我们的盼望在这里，那我们就绝望了。
If we bestow our hope here, then we're hopeless.
我们这个身体现在很健康。
We are healthy now.
哪一天我发现说患了这个很严重的病。
But one day we realize we have a serious sickness.
开始你是一个人很活泼，一检查说癌症，马上就。
We are very active people.
消失掉了。
And then we become very pessimistic.
这个对我们来讲都没有问题，没有关系的。
But this is nothing to us.
因为我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because we have a glorious hope.
因为圣灵在我们里头。
Because Holy Spirit is in us.
很有能力的对这个盼望，很有把握的。
It's powerful, and we are sure of this.
不要忘记这个。
Do not forget about.
环境是会变化的。
Environment changes.
身体也会变化的。
Our physical body changes.
人的事情都会变化的。
Everything in the world changes.
只有圣灵不会改变。
Only Holy Spirit does not.
神的爱不会改变。
God's love does not change.
我们的盼望不会改变。
Our hope does not change.
所以呢，要真的知道我们神的爱带给我们是何等的盼望。
So we should truly know what God's love can bring, what kind of hope to us.
一定要牢牢真的知道。抓住这个盼望。
We should truly know and grab hold of this hope.
好，看回来以弗所书第一章。
Turn back to Ephesians chapter 1.
同时在知道这样的神的恩召有何等的指望的同时，也要知道神在我们圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，这个是一体的两面。
At the same time, we know about the hope of God. We should also know about the establishment of the God.
神为什么是给我们这样的盼望？
Why does God give us this kind of hope?
就是要得荣耀。
It's to maintain glory.
神要在我们身上得到丰盛的荣耀。
God wants to gain glory from us.
所以神的救恩呢，向我们显明。
So God's grace is shown to us.
他要得荣耀。
He wants to gain glory.
我们看一下第一章的第六节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 6.
从第五节看啊。
From verse 5.
第五节说，又因爱我们，按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这个恩典是在他爱子里面所赐给我们的。所以主神呢，他在借着耶稣基督将他这种完全的爱来赐给我们。
So through Jesus Christ, God has given us this complete love.
把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
And to save us from the sin.
洗得干干净净。
And wash us clean.
赐给我们儿子的名分。
And given us the title of son.
承受神一切的这些福气。
To inherit all the blessings of God.
这个就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
为什么神要赐给我们这样大的恩典？
Why does God give us such a great blessing?
是要使他这个荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
So that His glory can be praised.
今天我们有这样的恩典在身上。
Today we have this kind of glorious grace.
有这样的盼望。
This kind of hope.
在这个同时呢，让神在我们身上得到丰盛的荣耀。
At the same time, we should let God gain glory from us.
什么是丰盛的荣耀？
What is abundant glory?
很简单的，就是我们很富有啊。
It's to say we are abundant.
我们都是一个大富人家的儿女啊。
We are a rich man's children.
我们什么都不缺。
We do not lack anything.
今天我们在神的家里头，什么都不缺。
Today in the house of God, we do not lack anything.
没人缺，我们不缺。
People might lack something, but we do not.
因为主耶稣的恩典够我用。
Because God's grace is sufficient for us.
敬虔的加上知足的心。
And we truly worship God with.
一个真正知足的人才能荣耀神。
If we have a thankful heart, then we can glorify God.
这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
神给我多少，我很满足。满足的人才是真正富有的。
If we are thankful for what God has given us, then we are blessed.
在这个世上不缺的人就是最富有的。
If we do not lack anything, then we are the richest.
不是钱多的人富有。
It's not the people with a lot of money are rich.
是不缺的人才是富有。
But those that do not lack are rich.
好像这个伊丽莎有一次问这个苏念的妇人。
Just like Elisha once asked this lady.
问她说啊，你有缺少什么吗？
Do you lack anything?
她说我什么都没有缺。
She says, I do not lack anything.
我神所给我的丰丰富富，我什么都不缺。
God has given me an abundant grace. I do not lack anything.
他是一个敬畏神的人。
She worships God.
他很富足。
She's very rich.
虽然在人看他是有缺少的。
From people's point of view, she's lacking.
暂时在她自己里头说，我什么都不缺。
But for herself, she does not lack anything.
其实她还没有生孩子，家里一个孩子也没有。
Even if she does not have any children.
年纪很大了，没有生孩子。
She's old and she has no children.
在别人眼光看，这个人很可怜的。
People think she's pitiful.
但她说我什么都没有缺。
But she says she does not lack anything.
所以伊丽莎知道说，告诉她明年她生孩子。
So Elisha told him the next year she will bear a son.
她没有求什么。
She does not ask for anything.
神知道她没有孩子。赐给他一个孩子。
But God knows she does not have children and has given him one.
世人说我缺什么，赶快要抓什么，要抓什么。其实呢，我们觉得说我什么都不缺，那么神会不会给呢？神会给。
If we think that we do not lack anything, God will give us what we need.
我们应该很满足。神给我多少，感谢神，我很够，我很够。神问你够不够，感谢主，我很够。
And we should be satisfied if God.Ask us if we are
lacking. 那你这样说，神要给你，他会收回去吗？不会。
And God will not take back what He's going to give us.
他会再加一倍给你。
He will add more to give us.
所以今天我们要懂得敬虔加上这个知足的心，那就是真正的富足。
So today we should know that a thankful heart is a true rich.
在神面前富足的人。
Is very rich in the eyes of God.
这样人一定荣耀神。
And we can glorify God.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们看一下。
Let's look at the Bible.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter
5. 第五章我们看十六节。
Chapter 5 verse 16.
第五章十六节
5 verse 16
说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向你们所定的旨意。今天呢，神定一下我们在基督耶稣里面应当要怎么样啊，定一下他的旨意。
Today what should we be like in God's will?
常常喜乐
is to be joyful always.
怎么样才会喜乐？
How can we be joyful?
满足就喜乐啊。
If we feel satisfied, we're joyful.
主耶稣说啊，我要叫我的喜乐在你们心里，使你们的喜乐可以满足。
God says that He will give His joy to us so that our joy will be satisfied.
所以今天我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们是很满足的，我有满足的喜乐。
So today we are satisfied in the Lord because we have this joy.
什么事情？不住的祷告，我没有什么事，凡事就是祷告。
What?Whatever we need, we pray continually. We do not worry.
我们一无挂虑的。
We do not worry.
还有，凡事都是感谢的。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
所以这样就是神的荣耀，神就在我们身上一直不断的一直得荣耀。
So God's glory will be gained from us continuously.
所以今天我们在耶稣基督里面的神的儿女。
So we are children of God in the Christ.
我们要让神得到丰盛的荣耀。
We should let God gain abundant glory.
这三项啊是重要。
These three points are very important.
我们要常常喜乐。
We should be joyful always.
保罗在腓立比书那里说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
Paul says in Philippians we should rejoice in the Lord always.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
不管有遇到任何的事情。
No matter what we meet.
要喜乐。
We should be joyful.
要感谢。
Thankful.
要祷告。
Pray.
不要忘记三项事情啊。
Three points.
不要挂虑。
Do not worry.
要喜乐。
Be joyful.
要祷告。
To pray.
要感谢。
To thank.
神就得荣耀了。
And then God is glorified.
这样你看，神要得到荣耀，其实不是说哦，我们要奉献什么多少啊，说不是的。
So for God to be glorified, not how much we offer.
这些是次要的。
This is second point.
这更重要是。他要在我们是他的基业啊，神的基业，在我们这些圣徒在这个产业上面呢、啊，神要得丰盛的荣耀。
The most important is that God can gain glory from us.
不要忘记这个事情。
Do not forget about this.
所以我们要求神圣灵帮助我们啊。
So we should ask God to, for the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们真的知道了神的爱。带给我们是何等的盼望。
We truly know that what God's love can bring us, what kind of hope.
这个也是我们喜乐的一个很重要的泉源。
This is also a source of our joy.
同时知道 神要在我们身上得的荣耀是何等的丰盛。
At the same time, know what abundant glory God wants to gain from us.
我们常常会感觉到我们对给予神的这种荣耀、这种称赞是不够的，感觉到不够，我们还要让它丰盛，让它更丰盛。
We all feel the glory and praise we give God is not enough. We should let it be abundant.
因为这个就是我们今天生活的一个目标。
And this is our goal in our living life. In our life.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章那里勉励我们。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 says.
无论是吃或者喝或者做任何的事情，都为荣耀神而做。
Whether you eat or drink or do anything, you do it to glorify God.
今天我们神的儿女啊，活在世上，只要能够让神得到荣耀。
Today, as children of God, if we can let God gain glory,
我们可以放心。
Then we do not have to worry.
好像儿女得到父母的喜爱。
Just like children gain parents' love.
那你就放心，你不求什么吃什么用什么做什么要什么，你就不用担心了。
Then you do not have to worry about anything.
今天我们只要得到神的喜爱。
Today, if we are pleasing in God's eyes,
让我们的神得到荣耀。
And to glorify God.
好，那么我们的一切，我想神都会去看顾我们的。
Then everything God will take care.
因为我们是他的宝贝。
Because we are treasure in His heart.
我们是他的爱子，他的喜爱的儿女。
We are His beloved children.
主耶稣基督受洗的时候。
When Jesus Christ was baptized.
从水里上来。
When he came up from the water,
正祷告的时候,
when he was praying,
圣灵降临,
Holy Spirit came down,
天上就出声音了,
and the heavens came down voice.
说, 你是我的爱子,
you are my beloved son.
我喜悦你,
I love you.
这个见证是为我们来的,
this testimony is for us.
今天呢, 这个见证要在我们心里,
today this testimony should be in our hearts.
这受洗很宝贵啊,
baptism is very precious.
受洗起来了之后,
After baptism,
圣灵印证告诉你说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
Holy Spirit testified that you are my beloved son and I love you.
那保罗求这个圣灵在里头，就让我们认识神，知道这样的盼望，并且呢，显出神儿女的这种荣耀来。
Paul asked this kind of spirit to be in our hearts so that we can glorify God.
这个就是保罗的代求。
And this is Paul's intercession.
啊，今天呢，我们也要追求这样的目标。
Today we should pursue after this kind of goal.
因为我们都是神的儿女。
Because we are all children of God.
所以我们，恳求主耶稣借着他所赏赐给我们，真理的圣灵。
So we ask God through the Holy Spirit.
他是赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
To give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
这个智慧啊，是要去了解、认识神。属灵的智慧。
This spiritual wisdom to know and understand God.
这个启示是要不断地打开，它不断把真理打开，让我们明白。
And the revelation to let us understand the truth.
因为圣经的真理啊，是神的奥秘。
Because the Bible, the truth in the Bible is mystery.
这种奥秘没有圣灵打开，我们是不了解的。
This mystery cannot be understood without the Holy Spirit.
所以启示的灵呢，会把奥秘打开。
So the Spirit of Revelation will open up this mystery.
圣灵带我们进到真理里头去，把真理打开，让我们明白。
So Holy Spirit lead us to open up this truth and mystery.
我们就真的认识神了。
Then we'll truly know God.
神爱世人了。
God loves the people.
天父就是爱，神就是爱。
Father is love, God is love.
他爱我。
He loves us.
所以我们知道我要爱神的儿女。
So we know we should love the children of God.
神爱世人。
God loves the people of the world.
我要爱世人。
I should love the people of the world.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
And to shine our eyes in our hearts.
让我们对于神的爱所赐给我们的这种盼望非常有把握。
So that we are very sure and steadfast of this hope.
而且是很实在的。
And it's truthful.
这个很重要。
It's very important.
你就没有惧怕。
So we will not be scared.
没有愁烦。
We're not worried.
没有挂虑。
We will not worry.
有时候我们会挂虑很多事情。
Sometimes we worry about a lot of things.
所以主耶稣讲那个，我一直想说，你们看天上的飞鸟，神都看过。
So Jesus said, "Look at the birds in the heaven; even God takes care of them."
那你们神的儿女还在忧虑什么呢
？And you are children of God. Why are you worrying?
想到这个，我们就不忧虑。
Then we think about this, we will not worry.
所以我们今天呢，对神的这个爱。
So today we are faithful to the love of God.
因为我们也真的认识神了。Because
we truly know God.
所以我们对神的这种爱，就当然很清楚了。So
we are clear about this love of God.
同时也知道神这个爱所要得到的这种荣耀是何等的丰盛。And
we will know this glory that God will gain is very abundant.
也就是说，我们应该怎么样来报答神，让神得到荣耀。
That is to say how we should repay God and let God regain this glory.
所以我们宣扬神的美德。So
we preach about the goodness of God.
在我们的生活上面去显明出来，在我们的身体上面来荣耀神。We
show it in our daily lives and we use our body to glorify God.
这个都是借着圣灵的能力。This
is through the power of Holy Spirit.
所以神应许呢，圣灵给我们。
So God promised Holy Spirit for us.
就是要达到这样的目标。
Is to help us reach this goal.
好，所以保罗的祷告就是这样子。So
Paul's intercession is like this.
愿我们今天呢，也能够借着圣灵，能够追求这样的目标。
May we pursue this through the Holy Spirit.